So ultimately what I get is I get a light which is in the blue spectrum. I get a window of opportunity with the particle as it's traveling through the medium, and it emits this shrink-off radiation at this specific angle. So when you're building a detector to look for shrink-off radiation, you know the direction, generally you know the direction the charged particle is going to pass through the detector, and the shrink-off radiation is going to come out in a cone with respect to the orientation of the particle. So you can basically look for this feature. Over here I gave a limited thickness of the detector, or of the medium through which it's passing, and this is actually one of the ways that you really observe shrink-off radiation in these giant neutrino detectors, like SNOW, Sudbury Neutrino Observatory. What you look for is evidence of a relativistic electron. That relativistic electron will lose energy as it passes through the water, so at some point it will fall below the speed of light in the medium. At that point it will stop radiating. So what you'll get is the electron will be traveling in some direction through the water. For some brief period, it will be relativistic, and it will kick out this shrink-off cone, and then it will slow down enough that it will stop radiating. So on the walls of your giant neutrino observatory, what you'll see is you'll see these rings of light. The light is all shifted into the blue, which is actually good for photomultipliers because they're more sensitive up there.
I just have a question on rotation. It's cosine theta c over v phi over
v phi is a function of omega.
Right.
So
what's the
part of the